The Entertainment Earth Podcast with Adam Paulus.
Today in podcast, we're back. It's time for it's Toy of the Week. I'm Adam Paulus, and it's time for the Toy of the Week podcast. I'm a little rusty. It was a holiday. What can you expect from me? Anyway, this week we're looking at a couple of new Star Wars battle packs. We have Resurgence of the Jedi and Kamino Conflict, because I guess there's only so many words you can use for skirmish, fight, duel, rumble. But anyway, I have them in front of me in a large tackle box, which is how I store all of my action figures, at least Star Wars ones that I can. It's a nice big clear thing, and highly recommended for fans of any age. We don't sell them, but if we did, I'd say you should buy them all from us. Anyway, let's get started with Resurgence of the Jedi. Why is this interesting? Why is this cool? Well, here's what you get. Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's the same as the Legacy figure released earlier in the year. So it's a super articulated Episode 4, A New Hope, Obi-Wan Kenobi with his lightsaber. Looks great, nothing wrong with it. Includes the same table with the teapot on it, but has a new holographic Leia. This time she's posed, bending down like she's going to insert a disc into R2-D2, which is pretty cool. R2-D2 himself is a new figure because it uses the R4-G9 astromech droid mold, which, if that means nothing to you, if you bought the Entertainment Earth exclusive droids like R2-X2, R2-Q2, those guys, it's that body. So you twist his head and the third leg goes up and down. It's painted with a black eye, not a clear light eye port eye. It's a real legitimate eye, brushed silver, not chrome dome, just a little bit of dirt on his legs. And he's basically very close to the perfect R2-D2. I mean, I'm sure you can nitpick, but it's great. It's fantastic. I love it. You should get one. It's a great set. It also includes C-3PO. C-3PO is the same as the Endor one from 2006, so it has jointed knees, removable arms, all that stuff. And it's also covered in oil stains. There's all this black goop all over him, so it's unique and distinct from your other C-3PO figures. There's even some black on one of his knee joints. And his back, too. So it's a pretty solid figure. And it's not super articulated because so far there hasn't been a movie-style super articulated C-3PO. But it's very good. Finally in this set, we have Luke Skywalker. He's here to rescue you. He's a mishmash of new and old parts. The head is new. The sculpt is fantastic. But depending on the light, it might look a little funny. In darker light or somewhere where there's a shadow, it looks just like Mark Hamill. It's very good. And in other light, not so much. It's painted. The flesh on his face is painted, rather, which is unusual for Luke figures. Typically, it's molded in a flesh color. He is super articulated. He has lateral leg movement, so he can move his legs outward and kick sideways if he wants. He's got ball-jointed shoulders and ankles and knees and everything. It's great. He has a lightsaber, and due to plastic coloring issues, his tunic and his pants look basically the same color, which kind of isn't so great. But Hasbro said this was planned to be their ultimate best-ever Tatooine Luke figure. If it isn't, they've come darn close. I think it's very good. I just wish there was more of a white color on his tunic and more of a darker brown color on his pants. But that's me. But that is the Resurgence of the Jedi. That's the one battle pack. It's probably going to be a big pain in the butt to get in the coming weeks. We had some in stock. They have since sold through, but we have more on order. So get in a pre-order today for our next ship. Next up, we have the Kamino Conflict with so many figures. There are four of them. Depending on how you take things, none of them are new, or one of them is new. Jango Fett is a revised version of the version from 2002. It does not have the capture claw on his wrist anymore, but it does have the firing rocket backpack, a removable helmet, and the face has been painted better to look more like the actor in the movie, which is nice. But it's basically the same 2002 figure, just like Boba Fett, which is the young figure. He's got his poncho, he's got his jetpack, he's got the blast effects to snap onto his blasters, he's got a helmet. It's the figure from 2002 pretty much exactly. He's a little bit darker than the original release, and his lips are a little bit pinker, so it's slightly different. If you have both, you put them side by side, you'd notice a difference. Just like Jango, there's a slight difference. Obi-Wan Kenobi is the Outlander Club version from 2003. He has a lightsaber on his belt that does not come off, a lightsaber in his hand that you can take out of his hand, and he's not super articulated, but this is one of those figures that was coming out as Hasbro was getting into the whole super articulated thing. So he has jointed knees, but they're not ball joints. He has jointed wrists, but not necessarily on both hands. And one of his two elbows is articulated, and both of his shoulders are ball jointed. So it's a transitional figure. This is proof that Hasbro is going into the right direction. Also included is Obi-Wan Kenobi's Astromech Droid, which is released for the 2005 Revenge of the Sith line and as a repaint near the end. But this time around, he has no dirt, so he's got this maroon and white coloring and a little bit of gray and silver. Very striking. It looks a lot different than the dirty version released in 2005, and I would even say if you have that one, you're going to want to get this one too if you're a diehard Astromech fan like I am, because it looks so different. I mean, it basically is a different character. Of course, you dyed-in-the-wool Attack of the Clones fans know that in Episode 2, the Jedi Starfighters didn't have full Astromech droids. They just had a dome hardwired to the ship, because there's no way you could fit a whole droid in there. So technically, it's kind of a figure that didn't appear in the movie, but it's a nice figure, and it's a good set, and it's a solid concept, and I like it. It works for me. I hope it works for you, too. Anyway, that's it for this week's Toy of the Week podcast. Don't forget to check out our other exciting podcast shows, and keep checking our website, because we've been doing all kinds of great offers this holiday season, including free shipping on orders of $59 or more worth of in-stock items. Our Cyber Monday sale is just about to end. Black Friday, of course, was Black Friday. And who knows if there's something else that might be starting on Monday. I'm just saying, there might be some 500 reasons to go check our website. Again, I can't tell you what those are, but I'm just saying, since you've made it this far, you may as well check back on Monday. Anyway, I will talk to all of you guys next time. Thanks for staying with us. Thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate it. This is Adam Paulus, twitter.com/entearth, signing off.